I'm standing with Jethro Marriage of Dust Farm Flower. We've just been having quite an interesting conversation. We were talking about these different flowers you've got here. Now, I teach all my sourdough classes at the Juniper Rose Kitchen Garden School using your flower. And it's very interesting, these heritage flowers that you've got. You've got a whole range. How many different heritage grains have you got now in the range?
We've got, I mean, I suppose within the kind of ancient range and speciality group of flowers, we've got quite a few now. It's been expanding over the last few years, but predominantly it started off with spelt, which we focused on over the last 15 years very strongly. And on the farm and in the mill, we've been developing a whole range of even more ancient grains, including kamut, einkorn. We've even started growing up a couple of 16th and 17th century varieties on the farm and milling those. All old English varieties, so we've created an ancient English heritage blend, which is really, really good.
Now, you've rebranded your kamut flower, and you've now called it Khorasan flower?
Khorasan. So Khorasan's the name of the grain. It's just a theme that we're trying to get the names of the grains so it's clearer to what people are eating, which I think is really important in this day and age. You need to know what goes on your plate, and so often the truth's not always so visible. In the same way that we have einkorn and spelt as the names of the products, we've followed the route with the kamut and followed it with the kind of themed packaging throughout.
Now, I know your flowers are not just grown in the UK, they're actually grown all over Europe, and there's a good reason for that, because different soil types, different sunshine levels, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like lots of different things, the same reason we don't have palm trees a lot in the UK, we just don't have the climate for it, and some of the grains, you know, require different climates. So there are different parts of the world which grow better wheats differently.
But you do mill it all here?
We mill it all here. A number of the grains, as I've already said, are grown on the farm at Dove's Farm, and we've been growing them up. And once the grain gets big enough and the popularity and interest grows, we normally pitch out to local farmers. We've got a whole chain throughout the UK of farmers who do grow for us in the UK.
I'm going to interview one of your farmers in a few weeks' time, actually. But I'm just going to say, there's something very interesting going on with these heritage blends. And it's one. There's two reasons that, for me, that I use these to bake my sourdough with. One of the first reasons is that flavour. The flavour is incredibly different. And we were just chatting about the einkorn flour
Spelt?
Spelt flour, the kamut flour as well. They taste completely different. They've got a lot of flavour in, and the einkorn in particular
really
is very, very nutty.
I think, out of all the flavours, I think the einkorn's got a really distinctive, full-bodied flavour, and I think it kind of speaks for itself that, as a variety, it's, you know, 30,000 years old as a variety, which is pretty impressive. And, you know, I'm a bit jealous that this is what Stone Age man ate, and everyone else has to consume this non-tasting bread.
That comes down to my second reason that we use it. If people are intolerant, and I'm not going to use the word allergy, that's on purpose, but if people are intolerant of modern day flour, you find a lot of them can eat these heritage varieties. Do you have any theory, and it is a theory at the moment, we can't prove anything, do you have any theory why that is, please?
Probably not a theory, just kind of personal experiences from visiting bakery shows and talking to home bakers. I mean, as a mill, we do a range of gluten-free flours as well, so we often get a lot of interaction with people who have intolerances. And we do more and more come across people who can't consume the modern wheat, but finding the ancient grains much more palatable and not causing them as much issues. So I don't know if it is a trend and modern wheats are making people ill. You know, I can't really say it is because we've got a range of those as well, but
you do find from experience that certain people who can't tolerate normal wheat and have intolerances can actually and do get on quite well with heritage varieties.
I think that's very true, and there are, you know, wheat-free diets as well, which are clearly where people can have spelt and, you know, have a very good reaction to it and cannot tolerate wheat.
That's very interesting. So how many flowers in all do you have in the range, Jethro?
It's a fluid thing. We've got a massive range, not just in the home baking, but in our industrial baking for our plant bakers and artisan bakers. I think at the last count we were possibly around 50 or something like that, but it does change a little.
Now, mostly when I go out and about, I find them in the supermarkets. They're very well stocked in most supermarkets. I know for a fact they're in Waitrose. But could you tell me, if somebody wanted to buy or try any of your Dove sunflowers, where would we find them from?
Sainsbury's has definitely been a real advocate of home baking and very strongly promoting our brand. They've really aligned themselves to us, and so they're a really good source. Normally in the larger stores, but yeah, they take a good range of products from us.
Plenty of health food stores. I know they stock you.
Health food stores, absolutely. It's really good to support the independent high street retailers, and you know, as an ethical company, we're completely behind that.
And can we order directly online?
We do have a service that we started up a couple of years ago, so you can order online. If one sack's not enough, you can order 5, 10, as many as you like.
And where will you find that?
It's www.dovesfarm.co.uk.
That's fantastic. Jethro, I can see it was really busy. There's loads and loads of people around here, but thank you very much for chatting with me.
Thank you very much.